Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Ah, here we are. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. You know, sometimes the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear, even when the show is beginning. As the music began to play, Sean jumps in my ear on the mic down there in Dallas. He goes, "The Republicans need to hold that vote and quit playing." Sean, come to me here. Now, obviously, you're talking about Kavanaugh.
Absolutely.
You know, Rush Limbaugh was right. I read something today. I don't remember where I saw the headline. It might have been on Drudge when Rush said, "Republicans hold the vote, confirmation vote for Kavanaugh, or lose the midterms, period."
Yep.
And he's absolutely correct about that. And I don't know why. I mean, here's McConnell and Republican leadership. Gun owners, what does this have to do with guns? It has every damn thing to do with guns. Walk with me here. Kavanaugh is just an example right now of what we're talking about, Sean. What we see with the weakness with McConnell and Grassley playing games with these Democrats who are out to kill. They've never learned how. Now, you've often said that, Sean.
Yeah, you got to look. Politics is quite simple. You have to understand the Democrats play in dirty politics. I like to call it hood politics. They're going to keep stretching this on, stretching this on, stretching this on until the time runs out. They're running the clock. Any prosecution, any defense lawyer understands that tactic. And I understand this is a sensitive deal, but when you start letting someone dictate to you how you run the Senate, I am done with that. Have the vote. Let's move on.
Yeah, what has to, and I understand it's a sensitive topic. Here's the deal. You want to make a 36-year-old claim, then you're going to be in Washington tomorrow in front of this panel, period.
Absolutely.
We're not asked, you're not going to dictate to me when you're going to be here. We're talking the United States Senate, the President of the United States, and a Supreme Court nominee. You've got a claim to make. We want to hear it. The people want to hear it. You're going to be here at 1:30. That's when you're going to be here. I don't want to hear your attorney play games. You're going to be here at 1:30. End of discussion. And if you're not, we're going to deem your claim not credible. Period.
Now,
that's what has to happen. And they're scared to death of little hashtags, these dopey little social media things, instead of taking charge and running the Senate. Gun owners, this is why you don't have H.R. 38 passed yet. This is why you don't have concealed carry reciprocity passed, and it's why the Senate and the House have not moved, because they're chicken. They're scared to death, and they're in control. The Republicans do not know how to govern in control. Go ahead, Shanto.
They don't know how to fight the battle. Look, anybody that's smart, if you can't look at the Democrat Party, they've been playing the same game since before the Republican Party was even in existence. Look, here's the simple crux of what's going on. If someone comes and sues me, I don't get to dictate to them when I'm coming to court. If I'm not in court on the court date, I lose the lawsuit. This is basic, elementary, the way courts work. Although this is not a court, and I understand it's, you know, there's no criminal stuff going on, it's still, the Senate has been held up by the people who are determined to make sure Trump does not get his agenda, and the Republicans need to stand up and stop. Because like you said, it's all about guns. Because if they're weak on this, how weak are they going to be on the gun on our gun rights?
Well, I just mentioned that in the fact that we haven't seen the concealed carry reciprocity bill move forward. We were told by McConnell's office that it was going to move by June. They've gone nowhere with it. They're weak-kneed, scared to death of the Democrats. They need to have this vote. They need to move Kavanaugh in, and they need to quit playing pool with these Democrats who are out to kill. They've just never understood that. Think about this for just a second. Imagine if you did not know anything about Dianne Feinstein and her history of deceit, hypocrisy, and lies. Imagine if you just parachuted in and she was the first thing you saw. What a sweet little old lady. That little old lady is single-handedly attempting to destroy a man, his career, and his family.
And the process.
That's what that sweet little old lady is attempting to do. Chuck Schumer's involved. This is a playbook. Every single one of those Democrats on that panel is a part of this. And this is what you're up against when it comes to your gun rights. And you've got a Republican Party who is just too chicken to play games with these people. Continuing, scared to death of little hashtags from the left. The left is laughing all the way through this process right now. Trump has already called it a con game today. Gun owners, this has everything to do with you, because this is who's leading the fight on Capitol Hill, unfortunately, when it comes to moving our agenda forward, which, by the way, we should have already had at least two bills, at the least H.R. 38, National Concealed Carry Reciprocity, should already have been moved through. I think you would agree with that, Sean.
Absolutely. There's no reason. And here's the thing. They're talking about they're going to recess in October, which means no session will get through. They're not going to vote on anything until, at best, maybe at the end of December or in January. So this session's already over. And I've watched this compete. You know, I've been dabbling in and out of politics since I was 15 years old. And I'm telling you, it's the same playbook. And I don't understand how these people can't see this. I knew when they had the confirmation here, I said, these people are too calm. There's something coming. Someone got something. And sure enough, old girl had it.
Well, it's fascinating to me because here's the game that's being played. I didn't intend on talking about this, but I'm glad we are, because it does expose the process that as gun owners, when you try to move legislation, this is what we have to deal with when you've got weak need. I told you before, Mitch McConnell is not the face of the future of the conservative party. And I noticed I said conservative, not Republican. I said conservative. It's been conservatives that have only had a home in the Republican Party. There is a great difference between the definition of conservative and Republican, but not enough time to go into that. If you want a quick explanation, two words, John McCain. There you go. You can figure that out on your own. But when you've got here's why they're afraid. You've got all men on the majority on the Judiciary Committee, all men. So in order to capitulate and make it look like they were trying to appease somebody who made a claim that was 36 years old, instead of saying, really, you got a claim? Get up here, 1:30 tomorrow. Make your claim. The public wants to hear it. We want to hear it. We'll question you. But they're afraid to question her. Why? Because the left-wing media is going to go after, look at all those old white men questioning that poor victim. And they know it. So they brought in an attorney with a sex crimes background to do the questioning. Now you have the woman making the claims, stating that's not right, that's not fair, this isn't a crime. And she's now dictating to, when all McConnell had to do was say, haul your butt in here, 1:30 tomorrow, end of discussion. When a Democrat raised his mouth, shut your mouth, you're out of line. No, 1:30, adjourned. And they won't. They won't. Feinstein is just yanking these people around. It is absolutely despicable. There's your leadership in the party. So, gun owners, the next time you see me out at a convention like a lot of you did this weekend and ask me why we didn't get this through, there's your answer. Watch this charade. Sean, did you want to put an exclamation point on that?
All I would say is we need to hold these guys' feet accountable, okay? I don't like the fact that someone's dictating to me how my government is supposed to run. It's not the process. It's not the way it's going to be. And if we don't get a hold of this, you're going to start seeing this falling into the courts. You're going to start seeing this falling to everybody. If I remember correctly, you have the right and the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. That has all changed. And I'm tired of people trying to make things seem like they're not or seem to be something that they're not. Because if it happens to Judge Kavanaugh, who else can it happen to? It happened to you. It happened to me. And I'm not saying it's not an important topic, but I'm saying we need to get ourselves together and start paying attention to what these cats are doing. And like you said, we need to call out the media when they start with their drama, and we need to hold these people accountable for what they are.
Well, the problem is, as you know, we'll take this to the break, then I want to read you an email. Perception is reality, and the Democrats know this. They've got the media in their hip pocket, so they know that they can put that perception out there and control that narrative. And then what I just told you about Grassley, and, you know, we've gotten to a point in America where men can't question women on a sensitive topic. This is right out of the playbook of the left. They're not only dividing us politically, they're forcing men and women into a separate camps. Meanwhile, the rest of real America doesn't watch this crap on TV, goes and picks up their kids, grabs a cup of coffee like I did. I've got a cup of Maker's Mark coffee in here. It's yummy. I just made it over here in the studio. Hold on. And had I not turned on this garbage, I wouldn't know anything about it. I was about to tell you, you know, in this case, go ahead and headline surf, but that's never really good advice. Just kind of peruse through things. You don't want to do that because they skew the headlines. You got to dig into it. But nonetheless, we'll close out with that. Gun owners, this is exactly why. And Sean, I want to thank you for bringing that up at the time when the music was kicking in. This is why we don't have what we want. This is why we don't have what we want. Weakness from the so-called, quote-unquote, conservative leaders on the Hill. And those conservative leaders on the Hill are the very reason, this charade that you're watching, this process, is exactly why we don't have concealed carry reciprocity. That has already passed out of the House. Guess what happens if the Dems take the House? Now, I'm one of those wacky people that think the Republicans are still going to pick up some seats in November in the House. I may be wrong. We're, as we say in the hood, fit and find out here soon enough, in about 40-some, 50 days. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Going to read you a good email. As an Armed American Radio listener, I know you've all heard the left's lies about gun owners. I talk about it every day. I'm sick of it. They never tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves. They never do it. And because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. But that ends now. With the USCCA's free critical self-defense survival guide, you'll finally learn what to do when the smoke clears. Because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom or a jail cell. You can claim your copy in seconds. It's 100% free. And for a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get yours right now. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear true stories of survival with their brand new Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. But they're only available to my listeners until next week. Don't wait. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, welcome back inside the Daily Defense studios. I want to continue here for just a second on this topic. Then we'll move into some emails and some fun stuff. And I got some numbers out of Chicago that occurred while I was there. Wow, you know, imagine that. I don't remember in the last segment while I was getting a little bit, you know, coffeeed up here. Hold on, no food or drink in studio. Hold on. And Sean got me going on this whole deal. And, you know, what does this have to do with guns? I may have interchanged McConnell's name when I meant to say Grassley. I don't recall if I did or not. McConnell does not sit on the Judiciary Committee. Grassley heads that committee. So I want to make sure that if I had said McConnell in the context of the Judiciary Committee, let me correct that if I did. I'm not sure if I did or not. So I'm kind of just throwing that across the bow. Let me tell you. You know this, listener. I knew this. You knew this. We all knew coming in to the beginning of this hearing with Kavanaugh, we knew the Democrats were going to do this. We knew it was going to happen. Grassley and the rest of the Republicans on the committee cannot possibly be so stupid that they didn't see it coming. Now, maybe they are. Let me tell you how this could have been stopped right out of the box. After Grassley was done allowing the protesters to protest inside that can make a circus out of everything, when he had that microphone, all he had to do was say, Judge Kavanaugh, thank you for being here. Understand one thing before we get going. These people to my left are going to attempt to destroy you. They're going to attempt to destroy your family and your children. They're going to try to do that because they don't want you seated. We know that, and they know that. We don't know how they're going to do it yet, but mark my word that they're going to do that. And I want to apologize to you in advance of this. But they're going to do something. They're going to make an accusation. They're going to pull something out of somewhere that is going to try to destroy your life because they do not want you seated. You know that's coming, and we'll all know it when it does. He could have pulled the wind right out of their sails, and the moment Feinstein pulled this out left field, you know, a day before the vote, he could have looked at her and laughed and just he could have wiped her right off the map preemptively by stating that because we all knew it was coming, and he didn't. The Republicans just simply are scared to death for some reason of the Democrats. We saw that in Florida with Scott signing a bill. We saw that with Republicans signing these boneheaded gun control bills out of fear. Fear of what? I haven't figured that out. I honestly haven't. Fear of the people who aren't going to vote for them anyway in Florida? Fear of the media? Fear of what? So we'll leave it at that. Let me read you an email that I got from Jason Reeve. Jason's emailed me before and had the opportunity and the pleasure to meet Jason at GRPC. He's a fan and an activist. He says, Mark, I just finished up the Monster broadcast. He was referring to this past Sunday's show where I gave you all those that great lineup from everybody coming off the speaker's podium. Mark, I just finished up the Monster broadcast. This was my first GRPC, Gun Rights Policy Conference, for those of you who might not be aware of the acronym. And I enjoyed it, and I learned so much from all the speakers. I talked a few minutes with Mr. Gottlieb, and I got to say, it was an honor to meet him. Just an all-around great guy. Also, meeting you and Stacey Washington was amazing. It really hit home with me when Rob Pincus and Laura Smith talked about changing the culture of gun owners because I am guilty of using liberal in a negative way. I'm man enough to admit it. But I agree with Mr. Pincus and Ms. Smith about how we could be excluding liberal gun owners from our cause. Also, Mr. Gottlieb talked about getting involved because of threats like Bloomberg running for president. Truthfully, Bloomberg as president scares the hell out of me. As soon as I got home, I contacted my state's grassroots organization and told them I was ready to get to work with them. But I had a great time at the conference, and I am now a better man now because I am armed with the knowledge from all of the speakers at the GRPC. Thank you, Mark, for everything you do. It was an honor to meet you. Jason, it was an honor to meet you, too. Your email is enough meat that I could put a fork and a knife to it. We could take it for the remainder of the program. And you never know, we may do that. Because I do want to take it apart here for just a second. Liberal gun owners, excluding liberal gun owners. I was up at the Florida Carry Suite after the event closed down on Sunday, and I didn't have anything to do until my flight out Monday morning. And we got to talking about this afterwards, about the liberal gun owner. Here's the problem, Jason. I want you to take this away, and you as well, listener. I want you to take this away with you. We have discussed this on this program before. Can you be a Democrat and a gun rights activist at the same time? Can you do that? My answer to that question is absolutely not. You cannot. You cannot vote lockstep with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, and the rest of them, Obamas and the rest of them, and call yourselves a gun rights activist. You cannot do it. They are mutually exclusive from one another. Here's the difference. There are other things that are more important to you than your guns. That's why you vote Democrat. Maybe you fell for the whole global warming hoax. That's right. I'm a client. I'm a denier. Sue me. It's a joke. Maybe you've fallen for that hoax. Maybe it's health care for you. Maybe it's abortion for you. Maybe it's whatever socialist cause out there. And that's fine. You can do whatever you want in America. It's a beautiful thing. I'll fight and die for your right. Have at it. But there's something else out there to you that's more important than your right to bear arms, that when the chips fall, you will be willing to give up your right to bear arms. This is my number one issue. What you really are is just a Democrat who likes guns. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Own that. Dude, I'm a Democrat. I love my guns. But, you know, Roe v. Wade's more important to me and Kavanaugh not being seated because I've fallen for this shtick that, you know, they're going to take away your woman's right to choose. There is something else out there that's more important. So when you use the word liberal, Jason, in the email, you say, I agree with Mr. Pincus and Ms. Smith about how we could be excluding liberal gun owners from our cause. You have to understand, this is, you know, Rob and I will talk about this. We'll butt heads on this. Because we can. But when you use the word liberal gun owners, excluding liberal gun owners from our cause, is that gun owner an activist? Does that liberal gun owner belong at the GRPC? Liberals for Guns, for Gun Rights, was on the podium with Rob Pincus. Liberals for Gun Rights. Are they voting their guns when they pulled the lever for Hillary Clinton, who made it absolutely damn clear that she wanted Australian-style gun control, which was confiscation? Liberals for Gun Rights, are they doing that? I'm not knocking the group. I'm asking the question. I didn't have an opportunity to meet Laura there. I did have an opportunity and was unable to attend because I had to catch an early flight. Those people are too late for me. I'll admit I'm getting too old for that stuff. I don't have Rob Pincus jeans. I told him that in a text message. But ask yourself that question. I'm not going to have the answer. I would love to have her on and talk to her about that. And maybe we will, because she is a gun owner. She does love her guns. But I'm going to bet you there's something else out there that's more important, that when the chips come down, there's something else out there that makes her pull the lever for that other goofy party. And that other party wants your gun rights. I mean, I don't know. Is it bacon and eggs here? Or is it green eggs and ham? Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we've all heard the lies about gun owners. We were just talking about the Democrats. Democrat and lie go together. These are despicable, disgusting people, what you're watching happen to Kavanaugh. This is what they'll do to you and your guns, too. Like you, I'm sick and tired of it. They're never going to tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans either who do defend themselves. This is the narrative I was talking about the last couple of weeks. Imagine if they changed the narrative and actually told the real truth about the right to bear arms. We wouldn't be in the world of crap we're in today, but hence a liberal media. Sorry, liberals. It's a liberal media. Own it. But because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. Ends now. Because the USCCA's free critical self-defense survival guide give you finally what to, you'll tell you exactly what to do when the smoke clears. Because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom or a jail cell. You can claim your copy in seconds. It's 100% free for a limited time. You'll also get a deadly force checklist. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours. Armedandresponsible.com to get yours. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear true stories of survival. With their brand new shocking true stories of survival self-defense audiobook. That's 3 life-saving tools, 100% free, but they're only available to my listeners until next week. Don't wait. Armedandresponsible.com. Also, I want to tell you something very cool that I found out during this break. The gun box. Now, I have one of these. If you don't have a portable gun safe at home and you have kids in the house or anybody else in the house for that matter that you don't want to have access to your firearm, you're doing yourself a disservice. I've got a much, much older, I'm talking 25-plus-year-older personal little individual safe that I've used for years, and it served me well. There's nothing wrong with it. But let's face it, that thing's like the Motorola StarTAC of phones. The gun box is like the iPhone of safes now, okay? And that the Motorola StarTAC of gun safes, I meant. This new gun box that I have is like the new iPhone XR or whatever it is. It's top-notch. The quality is unbelievable. And I found out today that the gun box has just tossed us an AAR promo code giving you 10% off every order over $259 at thegunbox.com. If you're in the market for one of these, take advantage of the 10%. Even if you weren't in the market, this would be a great time to buy it. And like the MyPillow and everybody else that provides us an AAR promo code, it helps us grow the program. It's a win-win for you. It's a win-win for them. It's a win-win for us. It helps all of us get the word out there and continue to grow. This program, they continue to grow, and you get one dynamite product. I'm going to be bringing a representative from the Gun Box on to talk about it. I'll let you know when that will be. It will probably be the Monster broadcast. I want the biggest possible audience for this amazing product, thegunbox.com. Check out that promo code, AAR. Please go out there and grab one of these things. Put it on a credit card. Then you never have to pay it back, right? Yeah, that's the way it works, huh? Yeah, no. Just go out and check the thing out. Not mean to give you bad advice there. All right. All right, the whole liberal thing, you can have a lot of fun with that. You can get in a lot of trouble with that too. But I stand by what I say. I've talked about it before in previous shows over previous years. And I have no problem standing by it now. I know a lot of people who are liberal that love their guns. But they are not activists. They are not. You cannot pull the lever for Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, John Liu, any of them. If they've got a D by their name, you cannot pull the lever for these avowed gun haters and call yourself a gun rights activist. That's up to you fix the problem. I don't have that problem. The Democrats who call themselves, you guys got to work that out in your own head. I don't have to work that out, and I'm at peace with that, okay? Man, all right, let's go back to Chicago because I spent the weekend in Chicago. While I was there, 31 people were shot. While I was in Chicago this weekend, two were killed over the weekend. You know, I'm going to tell you it was probably more because I got in Thursday. So this was between 5 p.m. Friday and Sunday, before 5 a.m., actually Monday, 5 a.m. So there were probably more. I don't know that a day could go by in Chicago that somebody hasn't pulled the trigger. Shootings across Chicago this weekend left 2 people dead and 29 others wounded. On Friday evening, 8 people were shot between 5 p.m. and midnight, including 2 women caught in a triple shooting in Englewood. 14 people were shot Saturday. 8 people were shot Sunday. And no one was shot early Monday before 5 a.m. Wow. Woo. There's something they can brag about. How about that, Emmanuel? Oh, that's right. You're not running anymore because you can't get a handle on this. The weekend's last homicide was Sunday afternoon when a 43-year-old man was shot to death in Rosemore on the far south side. So there, and I, you know, like I said, I was in Chicago that weekend, and we were there for the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Let me tell you a couple stories. First of all, I love this because I had a number of emails from some folks who attended, as Jason did, saying, Mark, I think it would be a really good idea for you to tell listeners what you talked about at the GRPC. Well, Dave and I spoke about it yesterday briefly when I had Dave Workman on the show. He says, I want you to tell your listeners right now what you heard going up that escalator. So I'll remind you of that quickly. There was a doctor's conference there. And the doctors were warned by the event planners in an email. They really, truly were. They were warned in an email by the event planners and the heads of their organization in advance that the Gun Rights Policy Conference was there. And in that email, they apologized to the doctors for not knowing that the GRPC was there. So the fun part about this is I never know how I'm going to open up my talks at GRPC. I did it again this time, met that doctor at 10 p.m. on an escalator, knew immediately that this was my conversation to have with 1,000 people that were in that room or close to it anyway. While we're having this conversation, while the doctors are scared of us, 30-plus people were shot in Chicago, 31. The very weekend the doctors were there. And who were the doctors afraid of? Me. You. And every other walk of life that attended the Gun Rights Policy Conference. When I looked around that room, I saw young, and I mean teenage young. I saw old, wheelchair-bound, veterans, law enforcement, black, white, Hispanic. I saw every walk of life in that room. And the doctors were afraid of us. Now, we met a doctor who wasn't. I'm going to assume that there were, you know, you got several hundred people, not everybody in there was scared. And one of the emailers sent me something. He says, Mark, while you were talking to that doctor, you should have tried to fix him, essentially. This came from Glenn Wheeler. Mark, I just listened to today's show, and after hearing your story about the doctor on the escalator, I thought that perhaps you should have told him that you were sorry to hear about his convention organizers' irrational thoughts about guns, and then you could have told the doctor about the website DRGO, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, .org, so he could look up and educate himself about it all. Glenn, I replied to you earlier today when I saw your email. That is, in fact, exactly what happened. Alan Gottlieb and I talked to that man as we were riding up the escalator and let him know that some of the attendees at the Gun Rights Policy Conference were, in fact, doctors for responsible gun owners. So I'm hopeful, and I'll probably never know, unless I run into him again at another conference, and he says, hey, I'm that doctor you met in Chicago last year. I decided to get involved with DRGO, and here I am. Unless that happens, I'll probably never know. But I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic that he did that. I really, truly hope he did, because as Glenn points out, he can look up and educate himself about all of it. Kind of ties together. Good way to go to a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the Tuesday version of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Crossbreed Holster Daily Defense Studios. Back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway, sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, final segment. I could keep going and going and going. This cup of coffee's got me rolling. Hold on 1 second here. No food or drink in studio. Remember that. Yeah. That's an effective sign, isn't it? Don't forget armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com, please. Make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com. Learn the things you need to learn that the USCCA teaches you, so you don't find yourself in a world of trouble, God forbid, you have to use your firearm. Please, armedandresponsible.com. Also, thegunbox.com, 10% off, promo code brand new, just popped up today, AAR, 10% off. Use the promo code at checkout. Anything over $259, you've got the iPhone of portable safes in your hands. I've got one, and the thing is phenomenal. It's fantastic. Make sure to check it out. Take advantage of that promo code. Whenever I get a chance, I like to give you a reminder of what can happen out there, that evil exists, right? And teach you. Education, entertainment, information for responsibly armed Americans is what this program and the Monster Cast Mothership show are all about. A headline popped into my phone today, and I get a ton of alerts from all over the place, but this one stuck out because it was local. It's Cobb County, Georgia, just outside Atlanta. Where the SunTrust Park is. I take this route to go to the stadium. I have season tickets there. Braves just clinched the division, by the way, while I was in Chicago. College student shot in head during road rage attack near I-575, Cobb County, Georgia. Police are looking for the person who shot a college student in the head while driving near Interstate 575. Here's what happened. And I want you to take the advice away from it before we continue with the show and round out this segment. But this all started. Now, you got a college kid shot in the head now, obviously in the hospital, fighting for his life. It all started when the victim and his passenger, someone was in the car with him, were coming back to Ackworth, Georgia, from the Atlanta Braves baseball game, which my family was at, taking the same route. The same route. The same road. The roads we're talking about here are right down the road from AAR Ranch. This is the direction. My wife could have been right behind him. She had both kids with her. According to the cops, they were on I-575 about to exit onto Bells Ferry Road when a landscaping truck cut them off. Here's where it gets interesting, and here comes the information and education from Armed American Radio Daily Defense host Mark Walters. Police said the victim sped up, and both drivers exchanged words. The driver of the landscaping truck fired a gun, and the shot hit the victim in the head. The victim remains in the hospital. Well, yeah. Here's what should never have happened. What should never have happened is the victim speeding up and confronting the landscaping truck driver. Now, I'm gonna imagine they're going to catch this guy. Not going to be difficult to do. And I'll probably be able to report to you in coming days that they did. And I will keep my eyes on this. If somebody is, look, when you're driving, at some point, somebody's going to cut you off. It's inevitable. And it's going to happen throughout your lifetime. Get over it. Get over it. Slow down. Let them go on. If you have to, exit. Get off the highway. This is what can happen to you. Now, I'm not blaming the victim, but I'm blaming the victim here. But I'm not. But I am. But I'm not. But I am. The victim didn't force the driver of the landscaping truck to pull a gun. He chose to do that himself. What I'm telling you is, never escalate. Always de-escalate. Make sense? Now, I know exactly where that exit is. I drive it regularly. He could have gotten off. Probably should have. Or if he couldn't have, if he wasn't between exit 4 and exit 7, there's no break between exit 4 and exit 7, he could have pulled back, throttled down, moved over, called the cops if the guy didn't want to let it go. De-escalate whenever possible. Avoid these situations. Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. Imagine what the passenger in the car was thinking, is thinking, when this went down. My wife and daughter and son were on their way home that very game, that very road. Take that to the bank with you. Michigan official, require mental health checks for bullet purchases. I kid you not, you can't make this stuff up. But wait a minute, over here is a headline about an NFL player. I couldn't care less about the NFL. I don't know who this clown is. Vikings Everson Griffin, don't know who he is. Haven't watched football in 3 years, don't care. But according to this piece, he's under hospital supervision. Because what, I guess, a team official referred to a nervous breakdown incident that he had or is having. And he threatened to shoot hotel employees and then jumped out of an ambulance because he thought someone was trying to kill him. He's paranoid. Quoting now, according to the police report, Vikings player development director Leslie Pico told police that the 30-year-old has been increasingly paranoid in recent weeks and is facing a possible divorce with his wife, Tiffany, with whom he has three sons. Griffin's wife, Tiffany, said he suffers from mental struggles and had gone several days without sleeping. Now, that may be true. It may also not be true. But there are red flag laws popping up in states around the country, aren't there? Guess what happens to, what's his name? Everson Griffin. If Everson Griffin has guns in the home, they're coming to take him. Now, maybe in this case, it's a good idea. Send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know. Maybe it is. Maybe the red flag law would work here. Maybe it wouldn't. Here's the problem with red flag laws. No due process. If, in fact, this individual is having the problems that they say he's having, he should have the ability to stand up and discuss it in front of a judge so a completely informed decision can be made. That's the problem. When we don't have that, when you can go to the home and the wife can say, he's had a nervous breakdown and he's not here to say, no, I didn't, that's not due process. But wait a minute. Michigan official require mental health checks for bullet purchases. You believe this? Okay. So in the essence of time, mental health checks for anybody buying a bullet. Who gets to determine what's mentally healthy? Who gets to make that call? Who gets to make that decision? He's mentally ill. He voted for Trump. He's mentally ill. He still follows the NFL. You catch the point. Who gets to make these decisions? It's completely arbitrary. And it's very, very dangerous. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue tomorrow. Listen, let me tell you something. If you find yourself on the road today, please take a chill pill. Calm down. Don't let the idiot ahead of you who cut you off kill you. Right? Remember, you got a phone in your hand? Use it to call 911 if it gets that bad. Back down. Stay away from them. That's your advice and education and information in today's entertainment program. Until tomorrow, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.